And we have Rabbi Galperin on the line.
Good morning, Yaron.
Good morning. How are you, Rabbi?
Thank God. And how are you?
Very good. Very good. Well, ready for Passover.
We're getting ready. Look, you know, it's going to come if we're ready or not. So at least, you know, we make the most preparations that we could possibly do. And that when Pesach comes, we're ready.
So there is a lot of cleaning before Passover.
Right. You know, it's a good cleaning for who? For you or your wife?
I don't know. I don't think that none of us will, but overall, there are a lot of preparations for this holiday.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing the amount of work that goes into preparations for Pesach for just a one-week holiday. The preparation of the cooking and of the cleaning and of the changing of the dishes and the turning upside down and this and that. It's amazing. But it's a beautiful thing for the fact that Pesach is a beautiful holiday for family, for friends, and it's a time of freedom. It's really a time of freedom. So it's interesting because, you know, everyone calls, and we know that it's called Pesach. It's Zman Chairetenu, the time that we're free people. But if you think about it, you know, Pesach really commemorates our exodus and freedom from slavery in Egypt. We became a free nation. We celebrate our freedom by drinking wine, by eating while we're reclining, you know, expressing our current free state. But the real question is, are we free? You know, we left as free people. We were not taken from Egypt. We were taken from God and put into Egypt. We were not redeemed from Egypt, only to be restricted by the 365 do's and 248 don'ts in the mitzvot. So who's free? Who is really free? Is it the rabbi, the Jew, the one who obeys his master, who conducts every aspect of his life by God's plan, or the one who removes the shackles of authority? No, the free thinker, the independent. So, is it not the one who is unrestricted in any way, who can express himself in whichever and whatever way imaginable, truly free? So how do we say, you know, on one hand we say that Pesach is free, is a time of freedom, and so on. But then we have so many restrictions. You could do this on Pesach, you can't do this on Pesach, you can't eat this on Pesach, you can only eat this on Pesach. Is that really true freedom? And the answer is really that freedom is to be able to be one's true self, without inhibition or restriction. And if you go and think and you say, well, what is a Jew? A Jew is part of the infinite God. And when is a Jew free? When his soul is being freely expressed. When he is in sync with God's will. When he follows the Torah's guidance. When he and God are one. So, it really depends how we define what freedom is. If being free means doing whatever we want with no rules or limits whatsoever, then absolutely, that is not freedom, what we have now. But if I'm only free as long as no one tells me what to do, I can follow my every, you know, whim and fancy, then being forbidden to eat bread is indeed an infringement on my freedom. But the question is that really freedom? Am I not just a slave to my fancies, to my desires? What if my fancies are not really coming from me? Maybe I have desires that were placed in my head, you know, by other people. Am I truly free if I follow those desires? What if I have instinctive drives that are harmful to myself? Can you call me free if I'm bound by those drives? What about compulsive or addictive behavior, bad habits? Can you also be a slave? Can't we also be a slave to what you want. So really, Judaism defines freedom very differently. And it says that true freedom is the ability to express who you really are. If there are levels to your personality that have not been explored, if your soul has not had the opportunity to be expressed, then you are not free. If you go and look, the Torah is the instruction manual to our soul.
Yeah.
Even if it's seemingly restrictive laws, are only there to allow us to tap into our inner self. Because sometimes it is only through restriction that our true self can come out. You
go,
know,
go look in the manual.
Right, exactly. It's like an example that that I was thinking about, you know, we can find this in the game of soccer. Compared to all other sports, soccer is very limiting because you can't use your hands. So is soccer a frustrating game to play? Well, for a beginner, perhaps, maybe it would be. If you constantly focus on the fact that you can't use your hands, then it would seem pretty annoying that you can't use your hands to play. But once you got the hang of it, you would realize that precisely because in soccer you're restricted from using your hands, you are free to develop other skills, like kicking, you know, using your head, that otherwise you would never have known that you had. So similarly, the underlying purpose of Jewish customs is not to tie us down. On the contrary, they serve to, you know, sort of quiet the noise of our mundane everyday existence and help us tune into the deeper message of life. So on Passover, indeed, we are limited in what we can eat, but by changing our usual habits, we are liberated to see beyond the everyday. Our soul gets a chance to be heard, and nothing can be more freeing than that. So really, you go and look and you say, well, what is true freedom? True freedom is not being you know, restricted by the do's and don'ts of what I want in my body, what's good for me. Being free is allowing your neshama, your soul, to search and to explore ways and other possibilities to become closer to God, but not restricting your neshama, your soul, by doing that, that you can do this, you could do this. You know, the example of soccer is phenomenal. If you go into the game, if you go start looking and searching for God and letting your neshama be part of it, your soul be part of it, if you go in with the mindset, oh, I won't be able to do this, and oh, I won't be able to do that, then you're never going to do it. It's going to always be frustrating, always being annoying. Like the game of soccer, you can't use your hand. But if you go in understanding that this is what's going to give me the ability to explore and become something different and become a better person, then it's not frustrating. Then it's not something that's limiting. It's freedom. It's giving you the freedom to be able to become something better. And that's what Pesach teaches us. And that's how important the Passover holiday is. The Seder, by having the family there, by having the kids asking the questions. They're free now. They're enjoying the fact that they're able to ask questions that they might have, and hopefully get those answers. So that's what Pesach is: freedom, true freedom.
Okay. And besides that, it's supposed to be the holiday of the spring, which is a little late.
I'm hoping that we're not going to be having a white Pesach. I hope not. But
and if we will, there is no restriction on that.
That's right. You can have, maybe it will be the first time, I don't know, but maybe it will be the first time eating matzah with snow.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But next week, God willing, we'll talk more in regards to the customs of Pesach, the laws of Pesach, and the things that we do on Pesach.
Good. So I know that there is a second Passover at the congregation Beth El.
Right, and there's the first Pesach Seder, is at the Shar. It's a beautiful community Seder where a lot of people come out. It's going to be April 14th, which is the first night of the Pesach at 8:15. There's obviously going to be a variety of different choices of wines and grape juice. Shmura matzah, handmade matzah, the meal is being catered by Mazal, the traditional songs, you know, the Haggadahs in Hebrew and English, transliterated as well. So if you reserve by April 4th, which is tomorrow, it is $38 an adult and $18 a child. And if you reserve after April 4th, it is $45 a child and an adult, sorry, and $22 a child. Please, if you're planning on coming, reserve so we make sure we have a seat for you. You can call 519-256-2572 or email windsorrabbi@gmail.com.
That's great. So we are covered for the Passover. We have the first one in Shaarei Shamayim, the second one at Congregation Beth El.
So there's a, you know, you can make sure that at least one Seder or both Seders you're able to go to. If you don't have family or you're only doing one Seder with the family, the community is covered.
You're always welcome.
That's right.
And one more thing, students. Sure. Do you know if there are any students that are going to stay?
There are a bunch of students that are in town because obviously it's their exam time, it's crunch time. Students know that they're more than welcome to join us at the Seder, and they can join by joining on the Facebook group about Jewish Center, Student Center of Windsor. And there is all the information on Passover on that. You can reserve and so on and so forth. So students are invited for both nights of the Seder and whatever they feel comfortable with, to come and go, and even though they have to study, but they can come just to have the matzah and the wine and a little bit of food and then run out and continue studying.
So maybe find the afikoman, but we'll talk about it next week.
That's right.
Rabbi, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, you too.
And God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing. All right, be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.